I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride.
Yeah, but do you want to ride your bicycle for 100 miles? A 100-mile bike ride? I guess that depends on how many hills might be involved. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, Mark Curlin is on the phone. Mark, that's what you're doing. You're biking 100 miles. And this started out as just kind of a gathering, and now it's turned into something that will benefit so many people. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Tell us about your 100-mile bike ride for human trafficking.
Thank you, Lisa, for having us. This turned out to be more than I ever imagined. Last year, it was just me and a friend, Dan Stratton. And we went from Lombard, Illinois to LaPorte, Indiana, and that was 112 miles. And we raised a little over $20,000 for Naomi's house. And this year we turned it into a family/church event, bike ride for 100, ride for hope. And we've got it where you can ride, you know, five people for 20 miles apiece or whatever it takes as far as that goes. And some people are doing it on Peloton, some are doing it in person, and some are doing it over a week. So we've left it wide open.
Well, what you're doing is raising awareness because, honestly, Mark, I had not heard of Naomi's house until I saw your story. Tell everybody about what goes on there.
Well, Naomi's house is an organization that is faith-based, and it helps women who are trying to and or have escaped sex trafficking. They do everything from day programs where they give them skills and help them find jobs, help them obviously with counseling, and then they also have a residence assistance program that's out in the western suburbs, and that is part of what we're raising the money for. Is they are trying to establish a secondary residence in the Fox Valley region.
I think most of us go through the day really not thinking about human trafficking or sex trafficking, and then we see the story that came out of Texas where they discovered 70 children who had been abducted and were forced into sex trafficking, and we know it happens in the city of Chicago. We know it happens in the burbs, and most of us just go about our day without giving it too much thought. What's your connection? Why did you feel it was important to raise money for this cause?
Well, my daughter was Brianna was was involved with Naomi's house as a staff member for several years, and she would come home and tell the stories that of what these women had endured, what they were going through, the trauma that they experienced. And I started to realize that this isn't like the movie Taken, you know, where women are kidnapped off the street, thrown in a van, and something happens. There's an estimated 24,000 sex trafficking victims in the Chicagoland area. And this is from people who are being groomed by people they met on social media to, even as sad as it is, family members. And once they get into this life and they get trapped, it's kind of like a Stockholm syndrome where their victimizer is almost becoming something that they can't leave emotionally or physically. So it's a sad state of affairs that there's that much demand in the Chicagoland area that there's 24,000 victims.
That is horrifying. I would have never guessed there were 24. That's a whole suburb. Like, you could fill every sex trafficked victim and fill out a whole suburb. That's a stunning number. And you're right, because they are reliant on that person. They are literally owned by that person. It is very hard for them to break away, especially when they've got no home, they've got nobody to turn to, they don't have money, they don't have job skills at that point. And so how much money does Naomi's house need every year to operate? Because obviously they cannot take care of 24,000. They can only do what they can. But what kind of budget are they dealing with?
Yeah, as far as the exact budget, I believe it's around $100,000 for establishing a home. It's a $500,000 to get a home established for a residence. It's a big order, and they need all the help they can get. And if people want to donate, they can go to ccclife.org, scroll down to Ride for Hope, and there's a donate button there, and there's also the full information of what Naomi's house is and what this ride is all about.
Amazing that your daughter chose to work or volunteer there, and that shows you raised a good kid, one that's got a lot of empathy and is non-judgmental. It obviously, based on what you're doing, I see where it comes from. So the 100-mile bike ride, tell everybody when it's happening, where it's happening, and obviously that's where they go to sponsor you. But how many people are jumping in on it?
Well, we've got right now over 100 riders of different levels. So there's everything from just families going out with their kids on a bike ride to professional cyclists who are riding and probably are in a little bit better shape than I am. But from that standpoint, it starts June 4th. Registration's at 7 o'clock in the morning at Christ Community Church on Balcom and Random Road in St. Charles. We start out there down through the Great Western Trail to Illinois Prairie Path, and then up to the Fox River, and then looped back to the starting point. And Ben Chambers, who's the community impact pastor, was awesome in organizing this and helping me get this off the ground, and it's going to be an annual event.
That's wonderful. Tell everybody where they go to get more information or to sponsor you again.
You go to cccLife.org, and then scroll down to Ride of Hope, and there's a donate button or a registration button if they want to ride, and the full story of Naomi's House and the ride itself.
Thank you much for joining us, Mark, and for what you're doing.
I appreciate the time. Thanks, Lisa.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. You know, Kevin, I was giving something thought to something, and I know we're jumping on something totally different, but you said something yesterday or the day before, maybe Mary can remember this too, when I said, hey, Chris Bowden has a full-time gig, perhaps replacing Dan Rohn, and I asked if you ever wanted to be on TV doing sports, and you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, why is he not doing that? So I woke up last night at 2 in the morning, and I've developed a whole plan on how to get you on TV to do sports.
Oh, jeez. I never want to leave radio, but, you want to keep growing, and TV would be a fun next step, a good challenge.
Yeah, and Mary, he's got it, right? I mean, he can do both.
You could
at least, do fill in on a weekend or something like that, right? He's turning red. I can see his whole
face. I don't do compliments well.
Right,
I feel uncomfortable talking about this, but it's yeah, I would love to one of these
All
days.
Right. We're gonna make it the show's mission to help you accomplish your goal. That's what friends are for, Kevin. And you can't blush like this if you're going to be on TV. For goodness sakes.
Oh,
coming up next, Lauren Lapka is in for Steve Bertrand, and she's got your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.